What's the difference between a job that takes 2 hours and the same job that takes 4?
Often, it's the work order.
A good work order tells the technician exactly what to do, where to do it, and what they need.
A bad work order sends them on a scavenger hunt.
Here's a real work order I've seen: fix pump.
Making noise.
What pump?
Where?
What kind of noise?
What tools do I need?
Are there spare parts? The technician now has to figure all this out, wasting an hour before any repair work even starts.
A complete work order has 7 essential elements.
1. Asset identification, the asset number, exact location.
2. Problem description, what's wrong, when did it start, be specific.
3. Work requested, repair, replace, or inspect.
4. Priority and timing, emergency, urgent, or scheduled.
5. Skills and people, what craft, how many.
6. Parts and materials, list them with part numbers.
7. Safety requirements, permits, lockout, PPE.
Here's that same pump job done right: asset, cooling water pump P301A, building 2, asset number 10-P-301A.
Problem operator reports grinding noise from motor end bearing, started 3 days ago, getting worse.
Vibration reading 8.5 millimeters per second, normal baseline 2.5.
Work requested, replace motor end bearing, check alignment after.
Priority high, schedule within 48 hours.
Resources 1 mechanic, estimated 3 hours.
Parts, bearing SKF6310, in stock BNA15.
Safety lockout required, procedure PR045.
The problem description is where most work orders fail.
Use this formula: what plus when plus where plus how often plus severity.
Bad, conveyor not working.
Good, conveyor C12 stops intermittently, 3 to 4 times per shift, requires manual reset, started after Monday's power outage.
Download our work order template at reliox.org.
Strong work orders are the foundation of efficient maintenance.